Over 300 children marched to the beat of the drums down the streets of Skid Row today to celebrate the completion of their creative oasis.
We are ready to create and let our...
After the ribbon-cutting ceremony, children rushed into campus to see the new and improved facilities, large white buildings, art galleries, and over 30 trees and foliage transformed the desolate Skid Row area into a completely different world. Since its founding in 1989, Inner City Arts has been a lifeline for many of these inner city kids. Now, with the expansion, the Arts Center is able to work with 55 schools in the LA public school system, providing students with the opportunity to experience the arts free of charge. For a couple hours each week, local kids get to come into the Inner City Arts during the school day to dance, play music, make ceramics, and paint, activities that might otherwise be missing from their lives. Jenny Luna is a 10-year-old fifth grader from Para Los Niños Charter School. She's been going to the Inner City Arts for 5 years, and like all the other children, she is excited about the expansion.
They were very happy to have a bigger place, and it means a lot for us because there's a bigger room to read and to learn new things.
The fact is, more than 75% of the students from the Skid Row area do not graduate high school. President and CEO Cynthia Harnish says Inner City Arts gives the kids a reason to go to school.
Now, when you look at our free animation program over 20 years, 96% of those children go on to higher education. The arts, and we work very much as a learning laboratory, are intense, powerful, and successful for academic achievement and really the flowering of human potential.
Mayor Antonio Villagrosa says the whole city benefits.
Just as today we march to the beat of the drum, we can march together to make a better city.
One of the biggest donors was Everybody Loves Raymond creator Philip Rosenthal and his wife, actress Monica Rosenthal.
For Southern California, this is a big deal. This is actually the happiest place on earth.
Watch out, Disneyland. You may have competition. This is Leslie Strauss, Annenberg Radio News.